Hi there. Welcome to Breastfeeding Matters podcast, where we talk all things breastfeeding from personal stories to education and the latest research evidence. I'm Angelica Mullen, your podcast host, lactation counselor, and mom. And I'm here to tell you that breastfeeding matters. So let's talk about it. Hey there, welcome to another episode with Breastfeeding Matters. I'm really excited to be recording another episode for you guys. If you've noticed, I've kind of trailed off and hadn't recorded in a couple of weeks, but I'm happy to be back. And today we're going to discuss a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, and it's just breastfeeding past 12 months. It's something that I recently went through. And something that I'm thinking about for the podcast is that I'd like to make some announcements before we kind of get started on the episode. So for this one, it's really brief. The first announcement is just that I started my private practice. So if you weren't aware, I wasn't actually seeing any clients before this. I've been working on my private practice, and I finally launched it a couple of days ago, and you know, I'm now free to see clients, so it's really exciting. It took a lot of work and time at night for me to be able to do it, but it was super fun to set it all up, and I'm really excited to start seeing clients and start helping moms. And basically how I'll be doing it is I'll be doing it 100% virtual. So that also gets me really excited because, you know, I can use different skills and techniques to show you things online. And, you know, virtual you can really do, I would say, depending on the case, like 95 to 99% of what I would do in person. So we get really close and I'm able to help, you know, more people, give access to more people, offer some of the consults a little bit cheaper. And, you know, it's just exciting to be able to offer that in the comfort of your own home on your own time. And, you know, it's super easy to book. So if you want to go ahead and do that, it's all the information is at mothersjoylactation.com. And then the second announcement is just that to celebrate my launch for the private practice, I am giving away 4 free lactation consults. So that would mean that 4 different people are going to get up to 60 minutes of a virtual video consultation with me. And it also includes 1 week of secure messaging follow-up. So it's super exciting, and I'm already getting a lot of people that are interested in the giveaway. So if you want to enter, the last day is March 14th, and that will be at 11:59 p.m. So I'm excited to help all the moms that enter and, you know, pick the winners and all of that. So I'll be announcing the winners. I'll be messaging them privately on the 15th. So make sure you go ahead and enter if you're interested. Okay, so now we can go ahead and get started on talking about today's topic, breastfeeding past 12 months. So, you know, with breastfeeding past 12 months, definitely not everyone does it. And, you know, it's definitely up to the mom. You know, we kind of get to decide for our babies for the most part. So let me just start off by sharing what the normal age of weaning is when we look at our ancestors. So the anthropological research shows us that if we wouldn't interfere and wean our babies ourselves, that they would actually not wean until 2 to 7 years old. Okay. And, you know, that's definitely not what we're following here in the United States. Most people wean under 12 months old. So I think it's super important for us to talk about full-term breastfeeding and, you know, make moms that are breastfeeding toddlers, make them feel normal and, you know, that they're doing the right thing for their family and for their children and, you know, make them feel like they have a community. So, you know, for me, I'm breastfeeding my 16-month-old now, and I definitely don't know many people that are breastfeeding their toddlers personally. But, you know, online you do see a lot of moms. If you're kind of looking for that community, you are able to find it. So it's nice that nowadays we have the internet to connect people that, you know, many years ago it wouldn't have been possible, and you would have felt like an outcast if you're breastfeeding your toddler and no one else around you was. So that is nice. As far as some of the recommendations, the World Health Organization does recommend at least breastfeeding for 2 years. And, you know, we're going to talk about the benefits in a little while, but if you're breastfeeding past 12 months, you're going to notice the benefits real easy. And one of the first ones is just, you know, that the breasts become like this Superpower. Is your baby tired? You know, give them, breastfeed them. Is your baby in pain? Breastfeed them. Is your baby upset? Breastfeed them. I mean, it's like a magic superpower all day long for me. So that is definitely one of the benefits that, you know, makes your life a little bit easier if you're nursing your toddler. As you know, they have so many emotions and, you know, it just helps ease their emotions, honestly. Next, I wanted to talk about, you know, some terminology. So sometimes you may hear something called extended breastfeeding, which, you know, just basically means breastfeeding past 12 months. And, you know, that's kind of like old terminology in a way. We really want to be watchful of the words that we use to describe certain things because, you know, it perpetrates certain ideas. Okay, so when we refer to breastfeeding as extended breastfeeding, it just makes it, you know, it doesn't make us seem as normalized. And, you know, honestly, it's just breastfeeding. If anything, we can call it full-term breastfeeding, okay? Like, basically, full-term breastfeeding is just that, breastfeeding for the 2 to 7 years and allowing the child to self-wean. And, you know, as far as breastfeeding past 12 months, there really are no guidelines, which I think is what makes it so hard for moms. You know, if you don't have a background in lactation or if you don't have a good community around you, you might be super confused. Like, okay, well, my baby's 12 months. Like, what do I do now? Do I wean? Like, how does this, how do I balance this with solids? You know, when do I breastfeed? Like, how often do I breastfeed? And I remember that being like a question for me. Like, you know, sure, I know some of the facts, but how long is my daughter going to breastfeed now? Or like, how often is she going to breastfeed? And well, you know, the first thing to talk about in that is just that, you know, it's the common phrase saying that every baby is different, but it's so true. Like every baby is just entirely different in how they're going to handle that. Apart from that, it also really depends on, you know, their solid eating pattern. There are some babies that will eat a lot of solids, you know, after they're introduced, and others that won't. For me personally, my daughter, she eats well. Like, she has no problems with eating, but she's never been like a big eater. So, you know, when we have her three meals and her two snacks, those 5 times a day, she eats like small amounts every time. And it, you know, somehow it adds up. Some days she eats more, some days she eats less. But for her, you know, because she doesn't eat that much, breastfeeding is still a big part of her nutrition and her comfort, of course. So, you know, like I was saying, there are no true guidelines. You know, it's up to you as far as feeding on demand versus feeding on a schedule at that point. If you're someone who's been feeding on a schedule and that's been working out well for you, then it might make it, you know, easier breastfeeding past 12 months on a schedule, I would say, because, you know, some babies, they want to breastfeed a lot. And, you know, toddlers especially, they're very, you know, toddlers are stubborn. So, you know, some may want to breastfeed a lot. Like, you know, my daughter, sometimes I couldn't even put a number on the number of times that she breastfeeds sometimes. Just, you know, it really just depends on her mood. And is it normal? Like, absolutely. You know, it's just habit, comfort, love, pain, anything that she goes through, it's breastfeeding. And there are so many babies like that. So, you know, if you want to continue breastfeeding on demand, absolutely welcome. And I mean, that's how nature made it, you know, breastfeeding on demand. If your baby wants to breastfeed, you allow them to. You know, obviously, it's not the way you have to do it, but it's definitely what the toddler expects. And, you know, they continue going through a lot of developmental leaps. You know, we hear a lot about leaps when kids are babies, but even toddlers continue to go through these leaps. And, you know, there's actually 3 really big leaps, and I'll talk about that later, from 12 to 18 months. And, you know, during this time, they're still growing their brain, you know, a lot, just as they did when they were babies and infants. But, you know, they're not only growing their brain, they're just really, you know, welcoming this environment, you know, toddlerhood. They're really learning their capabilities, their limits, you know, their brain power. They're learning so many new things, you know, they're learning to walk. It just, you know, it's endless the amount of things that they learn. And it's really incredible to watch. But all this learning really, you know, brings them through a lot of challenges, you know, mentally. Just, you know, maybe difficulties on how they cope with these developments. So breastfeeding during these developments is definitely going to be helpful for them. Okay, because they're going to be using the breast for comfort, for nutrition, like I was saying earlier, for, you know, any little thing that they're going through during this these growth spurts and these leaps, the breast is going to offer just that home, if you understand what I mean. So it's going to bring them back to center, you know, it's going to connect them to mom. It's just, you know, something that's really an amazing connection that they can have and that they can feel safe even though they're going through these difficult developmental leaps that maybe they don't understand. So, you know, breastfeeding in those situations really offers a lot to the toddler. Now, why would you breastfeed past 12 months? So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're considering breastfeeding past 12 months or your baby's about to be 12 months old, then you may be wondering, like, is there even a benefit? Now, unfortunately, we hear a lot of misinformation about breastfeeding past 12 months, even from healthcare professionals. You know, sometimes they're the ones that spread the most misinformation about breastfeeding, unfortunately. But, you know, basically, as far as why to breastfeed past 12 months, you know, the benefits really just continue. Just like when they were babies, the benefits continue. And, you know, it continues to develop the bond between mom and baby. It continues to offer the toddler a lot of security, okay? And, you know, let me just say something briefly. When we give a lot of nurturing and dependence to a baby and to a toddler, when they're emotionally ready and developmentally ready to become independent, they tend to be much more independent than a child who's not been nurtured or who's not been, you know, babied in a way. Okay, so the more that we allow our children to be dependent on us, when they're ready to be independent, they will be. Okay, so we have a lot of misinformation as if, you know, if you're breastfeeding past 12 months, will the toddler like become too attached? Like, will I ever be able to get them off my breast? You know, things like that. And just know that when your toddler is ready, they will wean, okay? So they will definitely self-wean. Toddlers are just not going to continue breastfeeding forever. You're not going to have an 18-year-old breastfeeding, okay? So sometimes you hear things like that. And honestly, it's pretty ridiculous. Like, I don't even like bringing those things up because, you know, it just puts a bad picture on breastfeeding when those things are not true. You know, a child will wean when they feel independent and when they feel ready to do so. And it's just, it's part of growing up. It's inevitable for them to do that. Some of the other common things that we hear as far as breastfeeding past 12 months, it's just that it has no benefits. So, you know, they say, oh, well, up to 12 months, you know, you're good. You gave your baby your nutrition. But after 12 months, it's just, you know, you're kind of just giving them water. Like, they already have solid foods. They don't need to breastfeed. And I mean, that is so far away from the truth. I mean, just the fact that nature literally made it so that babies self-wean from 2 to 7 years old lets us know, you know, the importance of breastfeeding. And, you know, the longer that we're able to breastfeed, you know, if it's something that you're able to do then and you want to do, then, you know, go right ahead and do it. It has endless benefits for your child. I mean, you will not be doing anything wrong by breastfeeding them past 12 months. If anything, you're going to be giving them an amazing immune system, you know, an amazing basis of health for the rest of their life. I mean, this is not something that the body forgets. Okay, that definitely not something that the body forgets. There's actually a research study that was done in 2001, and they looked at the what breast milk basically provides in the second year of life. So that would be from 12 to 23 months. They took a look at babies that were getting about 15.1 ounces of breast milk, and basically I'll read off what the breast milk provided for these children. It provided 29% of energy requirements, 43% of protein requirements, 36% of calcium requirements, 75% of vitamin A requirements, 76% of folate requirements, 94% of vitamin B12 requirements, and 60% of vitamin C requirements. So as you can see, I mean, breast milk is just absolutely amazing onto the second year. It's not just, you know, not just for comfort, not just out of habit. You know, it's way more than that. It's literal nutrition for your toddler. So, you know, it's something that if you want to do or if you're doing, you should be very proud of yourself. Now, the second part that I want to talk about is as far as breastfeeding and balancing solids. So that's typically, you know, where most of the questions that people have come from. And I definitely understand that, you know, it can be confusing. Since we have no guidelines, you know, you don't really know much about what to do. So before 12 months, the recommendation is to breastfeed your child before you give them solids, okay? And this is because in those first 12 months, we really want to prioritize, you know, either breast milk or formula if you're formula feeding. We really want to give babies, you know, all of these nutrients, all of this concentrated nutrition via breast milk, okay? And we want to kind of have food, not as for fun, you know how they say like food before one is for fun. That's not really true. It provides a lot of different nutritional things that are missing from breast milk at that certain point. Okay. So it's a good complement. But breast milk is still number one and it's definitely priority. But then after 12 months, it kind of changes a little bit. So after 12 months, you're good to go as far as breastfeeding after solids. And, you know, that can definitely make things a lot easier. I remember for me, like, it was kind of stressful sometimes, like figuring out meals from 6 months when I started solids with my daughter to 12 months, like figuring out meals and breastfeeding, because it was always so difficult to breastfeed her like before the meal and all of that, but also not get her super full so she'd eat something. So it was definitely like a lot easier for myself to switch over and start breastfeeding after solids. And you know, right now, like at 16 months, it's not something that I really think about. I try not to breastfeed her like right before solids, just so that she'll eat her meal a little bit better. But other than that, I don't really think about it. I mean, breast milk is pretty much just like a liquid. So, you know, if they're drinking some water, if they're drinking some breast milk, it's not going to put a huge dent because they have a much higher calorie need at this age. Okay, so I still continue to breastfeed on demand. And I mean, sometimes she wants to breastfeed like an hour, 30 minutes before solids, and I'll let her. I mean, that's pretty much up to you, but the recommendation basically is that you can now breastfeed after solids. And then as far as, you know, how many meals and all of that, obviously by 12 months, you have some order as far as solids. But typically the recommendation is to do 3 meals and 1 to 3 snacks. And, you know, with 2 snacks being the most common. Some babies do use breastfeeding as kind of a snack or like a little extra snack filler, but it's still important to offer snacks, you know, just for routine. And then for also filling in any gaps from the other meals. Like if your baby didn't eat a lot of lunch, then the snack kind of offers an extra opportunity. So that's kind of, you know, the focus for solids from what I've learned. After 12 months, you know, you want to offer opportunities and, you know, allow the toddler to kind of decide. You can't force them to eat anyway, as much as you want to sometimes. But, you know, they won't starve themselves. So they kind of know what they're doing. You know, we got to give them some credit. They know their little bodies and they know what they need. So, you know, just kind of follow their lead in that. And then, you know, breastfeeding, let's just head back a little bit and talk a little bit more about breastfeeding. So, you know, just keep in mind that breastfeeding is not just for babies, okay? Breastfeeding was, you know, designed for babies, toddlers, and children, you know, up to 7 years. I mean, isn't that insane? Like, we don't imagine a 7-year-old breastfeeding nowadays, but I mean, it's just, it's biology, it's like nature. And, you know, sometimes we forget that, you know, even though we're civilized and we're extremely smart creatures, we are still, you know, animals, and we still follow evolution, and we still follow biology. So, you know, babies definitely have that intuition. And so they, you know, if we let them, they will breastfeed until they're ready to let go. Now, now that we're talking about that topic, many people ask, you know, like, when do you actually wean? And that's really, you know, a decision that you have to make as a mother. So it's kind of up to you. Basically, do you want to do parent-led weaning or do you want the child to self-wean? So that's kind of your big choice here. You know, with parent-led weaning, it's definitely the most common in the United States. So basically, that's when the parent chooses a time of when to wean the child. And it's definitely, you know, understandable. And there are many reasons why a mother would choose to wean. You know, maybe she's just ready to wean and wants her body back. I totally understand. So that's kind of just, again, a decision that's up to you and, you know, up to your child. You know if it's the right time or, like, the worst time ever for them to wean. And, you know, this is my first child and I haven't obviously weaned her. So I can only imagine that it's pretty difficult. And, you know, there are definitely techniques that obviously as lactation counselors and lactation professionals that we teach, but it doesn't make it any easier. Okay. Just from my very brief experience during my days when my daughter's just breastfeeding and I'm like, oh, mommy needs a break. You know, she doesn't hear that. She doesn't understand that. You know, she just pulls it right out and continues doing what she's used to doing. So I can only imagine how difficult it is to wean. And, you know, it's definitely something that can be emotionally difficult for both mom and baby. So, you know, my advice is always just to, whenever you're ready to do that, to wean gently. You know, just take your time, really understand that your child has been breastfeeding for X amount of time and it's been their safe place, you know, their place of love, their place to connect with you. And you want to ease off of that in a manner that doesn't kind of destroy that beautiful picture for them. Okay, sometimes I'll hear things like that moms recommend to other moms of like, putting yucky stuff on your breasts or like lemon or all these crazy things on your breasts. And, you know, that's just not something that I can advocate for at all. Okay. Like, we want to make sure that we're guarding our children's hearts and their emotional well-being. And that's just not something that does that. Okay. Because that kind of erases that image that they have of the breasts and of that bond with you. Okay, that entire time that they spent breastfeeding and feeling safe there all of a sudden becomes this place of fear and confusion. And, you know, that's not something that's good for their subconscious. So that's definitely something that you want to be attentive to, like how you wean. So always make sure that you reach out to a professional for that. And then as far as, you know, self-weaning, so allowing the child to self-wean, you kind of just, you know, go with the flow for that. You know, let them self-wean. You know, every child is different as far as when it will happen. I tend to hear that the, you know, more average age is like 2 to 3. But again, it just depends on your child, like their behavior. You know, if for example, they eat more solids than others, things like that. If they sleep through the night or not. Just, you know, a lot of different variables. So yeah, and then of course another variable is if you happen to get pregnant while you're in, you know, in that stage of breastfeeding, then that can definitely change things. I will make an episode soon about breastfeeding while pregnant in the first trimester. So I want to give like an update podcast for each trimester. I'm only 9 weeks pregnant right now, but when I get to about like 12 or 13 weeks, I'll make the episode and kind of talk about my experience of breastfeeding while pregnant. It's definitely been fun and interesting, to say the least. And then lastly, I wanted to discuss with you guys some of the leaps, some of the developmental leaps that toddlers can go through, as we talked about earlier. So the top three ones are 50 to 54 weeks. So that's 11.5 to 12.4 months, okay? Second one is 63 to 64 weeks. That's around 14.5 to 15 months. And then the third one is 72 to 75 weeks. That's 16.5 to 17 months. So as we can see, you know, toddlers really continue to go through these growth spurts. Obviously, you know, they're still doing a lot of growing and a lot of exploration with, you know, their own mind and their own bodies. And during these times, you know, you'll definitely notice that they may come to the breast more often, you know, possibly they will eat a little bit less of solids. And, you know, children really are, and this is through all the ages, kind of like, you know, they go through a lot of phases and it's like an up and down. So, you know, they're always changing. So, you know, just follow their cues. Again, unless it's something entirely or completely out of the norm, then they kind of know what they're doing, you know. They're coping using the breasts, and that may be a little bit harder, but, you know, understand that if you choose to continue to breastfeed, it's kind of, you know, your responsibility to, you know, hang on during these tougher periods where they're going through these growth spurts, because during that time, they're really dependent on you, you know, like you may be going through a tough time, but, you know, so are they. And you're the only thing that they have to count on. You know, they're kind of really depending on you. And they're really hoping that you'll support them. And to them, if they've been breastfeeding for a long time, then that's one of their main supports. You know, because, you know, if you've been breastfeeding, then you realize that you can listen to a lot of things about breastfeeding. You can read a lot about it. You can watch a lot of things about it. But, you know, it's nothing like actually breastfeeding yourself if you've, you know, if you've had a good journey at least. And, you know, I think that we're all capable of having good journeys with breastfeeding. For some of us, it takes a lot more work than for others. But I think if we seek the right help at the right time, then we can definitely make the most out of it. Because, you know, I like to say that our bodies were made to breastfeed. You know, a woman's body was made to breastfeed. So for most of us, we definitely have the, you know, the blessing of being able to do so. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of tweaking in our routine or tweaking in what we've been doing and doing a couple of little things to change and to improve our breastfeeding journey. But I think for most of us, it's something that we can, you know, use as a bonding experience and use as something that will improve both our health and our child's health. So I think that's all I have to say as far as breastfeeding past 12 months. If you have, you know, any questions at all, make sure that you reach out to me. I'm available at my Instagram at Mother's Joy Lactation. And you can also follow my Instagram for the podcast at Breastfeeding Matters. And make sure that you go over to my Instagram on at Mother's Joy Lactation and you check out my giveaway for the 4 free consults. Again, the giveaway will end on March 14th. I'll announce the winner on the 15th, and then any one of those can start booking over on the 19th, I believe. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it, and I hope that you guys learned something today.